What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, October 4th, 2018. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's a very, very busy news day. A lot of stuff going on all over. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. So let's get right on into it. It looks like this Kavanaugh carnival may be drawing to a close. The FBI, as you know, delivered the report on this last investigation into Kavanaugh. Apparently, they went on out and talked to 10 people who were supposed to be corroborating the accusations, and they came up with absolutely nothing. The White House is now expressing their confidence that Kavanaugh will be confirmed, but of course, the fight is going to go on to get Republicans to desert or to get Democrats to desert. So we're coming up here on a vote for a motion of cloture, which means yes, the hearings are coming to an end, and it's time to move forward. And it's being considered almost a test vote on how people are going to vote on this situation. But it's a fight. I mean, I was watching the video of the protesters out in front of the Senate building, and oh my goodness, it's hysteria out there, and it's wild. It's almost as crazy as it was back in the 1960s. So anyway, Mitch McConnell filed cloture to end the debate. And there are two reports as to when the confirmation vote will occur. And according to the Gateway Pundit, it's going to be on Saturday. But according to the Political Insider, it will be tomorrow. And the Democrats are still out there screaming and crying, oh, the investigation wasn't thorough enough. In fact, some of the Democratic senators are out there saying, there's obviously been a horrendous cover-up here, and harumph, harumph, harumph. And, boy, I mean, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. You know, can we go back and talk about Uranium One? Or how the Democrats stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders in 2016? So the Democrats are thrashing about. They're still trying to find some way they can derail this. And I have a comment here. In fact, it's probably a friendly warning because nobody is above assassination, not even Supreme Court justices. And there are still very bizarre questions about how Justice Scalia passed away. So if Kavanaugh is confirmed, he is going to have to really look to his personal security, because I would not be surprised if taking him out was seen as the Democrats' last final solution to prevent the Supreme Court from going conservative. Anyway, I still think the Democrats are going to try a filibuster and just drag it out and drag it out and drag it out. And it's not like they're going to be able to stall this thing until after the election. That's 5 weeks away, let alone the seating of the new Congress, which is all the way over in January here. But a lot of people are starting to realize this whole sexual assault circus has fallen apart. And Rachel Mitchell, who was that sex crimes prosecutor, is basically saying the reason that Christine Ford's story lacked credibility was that everything that she said changes at her convenience. And Mitchell was saying there are many reasons victims delay reporting sexual abuse, and that victims may legitimately not remember certain details related to an attack because of the trauma. But when the story keeps changing constantly, that's usual. That's a giveaway that it was just a story. Now, over at CNN, they finally made mention of the sworn statement sent by Ford's former boyfriend and attempted to basically counter it and say, well, you know, he's a guy, you know, we're not going to listen to him. But you need to remember that letter basically said in the 6 years that they were together. Ford never mentioned Kavanaugh, never mentioned the assault, certainly did not seem to be afraid of flying, was not afraid of enclosed spaces. And the story that she had about, putting that second door on her home to have an escape route, that one got busted. Apparently, she wanted to subdivide her home and rent out part of it. It's just all fallen apart. And you knew this was going to happen. Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, came up with yet another Kavanaugh accuser who is, of course, anonymous and is accusing Kavanaugh of drugging drinks at parties for the purpose of sexually assaulting women. And it's starting to get very rancorous there in the hearing room, where you have Republicans are finally standing up and saying, this really is ridiculous. This is all a bunch of lies and smears. And, of course, the Democrats are coming back and saying, well, the accuser has to be believed. The burden of proof is on Kavanaugh, which is not how it's supposed to work here in the United States of America. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Mazie Hirono, she's the senator from here in Hawaii, and she was out there, you know, telling, you know, men, you should just shut up, do the right thing for a change. The accuser has to be believed. But over at the National Review, John Fund recalls that Hirono was singing a different tune in the early 1990s when a very powerful Democratic politician, the late Hawaii Senator Daniel Inouye, was credibly accused of rape and sexual misconduct by several women. And I remember when that whole thing went on down, and these women had come forward and made all these accusations, and Hirono was saying, oh, yeah, it couldn't possibly happen, couldn't possibly happen. The partisanship is on full display here. And this is backfiring on the Democratic Party, because somebody did a poll of Democrats, and 40% of them say that the behavior of the Democrats during the Kavanaugh confirmation process is a national disgrace. And I'm fully in agreement with that. It is a disgrace. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's over. It's moving out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's moving to the floor for the vote. But again, we're seeing all these protests all over and all kinds of just tantrum throwing here. And we mentioned before that over at Harvard, there's this group of feminists who are trying to invoke Title IX to get Kavanaugh blocked from ever lecturing or teaching on the campus ever again. The man has not been shown to be guilty. I mean, that's really what it comes on down to. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Francis in Montreal, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You know, with all this furor about the Kavanaugh appointment, I've been getting actually sick of it, and I've been really following it closely, both with CNN and especially with Fox News. And Fox News is fun to watch. They have sexy women on and stuff. And but they're very, everybody's very partisan. But at the same time, there's been this creeping sensation over me that we're actually just watching a very preordained Freemasonic psychodrama. And a lot of the participants, actually, like the senators that are participating in this psychodrama for the public, almost seem to be ashamed of their role in it because it's so fraudulent. And the point of this is that who and what is Kavanaugh, and what does he represent? When you get past all this, you know, shocking sex, rape stuff, what do you have there? And his testimony wasn't impressive. I mean, I wouldn't hire him. If I was on trial for my life, I wouldn't hire a buffoon like him. What did he come from? He's from the Bush camp, but that's not all. He is one of the main authors of the Patriot Act. And it's really something to watch all the somersaults that people I've been following, like Alex Jones, for like since 2003. And now they're pro-Kavanaugh. Well, Kavanaugh wrote the Patriot Act. And that's not all. There's a really good lecture by Judge Andrew Napolitano up on YouTube. It's Judge Andrew Napolitano how the courts killed natural law. And Judge Kavanaugh is an opponent of the Bill of Rights. There's a famous case that he adjudicated over where an author was communicating to Florence, Italy, in Italian with a publisher. And they were talking in Italian, and the NSA decided to listen in on him without a warrant. He was in the United States calling Florence, Italy. They listened in on him without a warrant.
Yeah, I'm aware of the story. I'm aware of the story. Now, Francis, okay, you know, you raise an interesting point here. And I'll be very honest. I'm not 100% happy with Kavanaugh either. But I would like to see the Supreme Court shift more conservative because of some of the lunacy that has come out of that building over the last couple of decades. But finally, we're talking about Kavanaugh himself, and it sort of underscores the fact that in the hearings for Kavanaugh, the Democrats never brought that up. It was always, you know, he raped this girl. He did this. He was a bad person.
Exactly.
They never really got around to talking about his qualifications. And
well, it's a psychodrama. It's a Freemason
psychodrama.
I
don't think it's a psychodrama. There's a genuine fracturing of the two political parties. The Democrats are in a panic because they don't want to see a conservative Supreme Court because it'll start to undo all of this liberal nonsense that has been foisted on us over the last couple of decades. This is a real fight, and it's very, very serious. And I'm surprised more people have not been physically hurt. Okay, I understand you don't like Kavanaugh. Okay, I get that. I get that you don't like Kavanaugh. I don't like the way he interpreted the Fourth Amendment either, okay?
I can't say I like him or don't like him. It's just that he's a nobody. He's doing what bigger forces are telling him to do. He's obviously a nebbish.
Aren't they
all? He's just
all
a guy who reads law.
Aren't they all? In that Congress, in the White House, aren't they all doing what their backers and donors are telling them to do?
Yeah, has anybody even mentioned this business of a corporation being
okay? Let's stop the Kavanaugh bashing. I understand you're coming in with a particular point of view here. Who would you have preferred to see nominated to the Supreme Court as a conservative justice?
Isn't there anybody? I mean, in all the United States, isn't there somebody
else? I'm asking you. You're coming in. You're complaining about Kavanaugh, but you don't have a solution.
Well, I'm not complaining about Kavanaugh. I'm complaining about this whole process where, you know, it's this false dichotomy. You can choose between the lunatic left, you know, and they want to have transvestites teaching children in school that it's good to have sex change operations. And then on the other hand, you've got this the emergency warfare state martial law. And there's nobody talking about what's really going on. That's what I don't care about Kavanaugh one way or the other. I've got no commitment here. I'm looking at this in terms of the broader meta scale. And it's just, I find it like nobody's even mentioned in all of this, you know, is a corporation a person? At least Romney came out when he was running for president and said, yes, a corporation's a person. Well, yeah, it's a person that lives forever and can accumulate assets infinitely, and then it can overawe everybody else with its campaign donations and end up running the country.
So, which is, you know, exactly what's happened.
Yeah. So I'm just sort of saying, you know, like, I love the United States. I love its constitution. I'm a Canadian, but I'm watching you guys, and I'm going like, Jesus, you're like, come on, bring back the constitution. Like, there's no need for a Patriot Act. This is dangerous.
Well, the reality is we've lost our Constitution. We, the American people, have lost our Constitution. We've lost our country. The people who stole it from us are not going to give it back. And because I do not advocate civil war or armed rebellion, we're just going to have to wait for it to fall apart, which may be happening sooner than people are expecting. But that's another topic entirely. As far as the hearings are concerned, it was a real political fight. It was being played out to the public. To try and sway people to call their senators and put pressure on them to vote a certain way. I can imagine that's getting even more intense now that the hearings have come to the end. But again, I'm a person who thinks that we need to bring back civility in government, and we need to have everybody playing by the rules all the way up to the president himself. We don't have that, unfortunately, right now. What we have is a bunch of people who are screaming, you know, for whatever it is they want, like a bunch of kindergarten children. And as far as the Republicans being the party of war, when I was a kid, that was the popular perception. But, I mean, look at how, you know, Democratic presidents and politicians are also on board the war machine. Both parties are fully on board with moving forward with this insanity.
Well, actually, I got one thing to say, but before I let you go, I don't want to take up too much time, but at Voltaire Network, or Thierry Meyssan's Voltaire Network, he's got an interesting series of article, and if you actually look at what the Republicans have done with Iran, they're very bellicose to the American public, but in their actual deeds, they're actually really pro-Iran. Like, it was Cheney handed Iran at least two-thirds of Iraq by overthrowing Saddam Hussein. And even now, Pompeo is doing these delicate maneuvers behind the scenes, and it seems that the American Republican Party is actually very much pro-Iran. It's bizarre. It's
I don't like read it the exact same way. I think the fact that Iran is now exerting more influence in Iraq as well as Syria represents a geopolitical failure on the part of U.S. foreign policy. From where I sit, the U.S. government, both parties are losing the agenda that was basically exposed by General Wesley Clark all the way back in, I think it was 2003. Where the plan was to have the U.S. exert control over all the Middle East, all the oil-producing nations, and Iran was on that list, in order to guarantee that that oil would always be sold for the U.S. dollar.
Well, I just want to harken back before I go to what Karl Marx said about in his biography of Lord Palmerston, and he was saying that the British were never so much the friends of Russia as when they were pretending to be their enemy. And they were never so much the enemy of Russia as when they were pretending to be their friends. And I get that funny feeling that they're playing the same game here with Iran, and that the louder and more bellicose they're blustering, the more they're actually doing to help Iran, in actual fact.
Well,
anyway,
I disagree with you. I have a different take. I think they're basically failing in the Middle East, and it's for certain that Israel is going to be calling for a war with Iran. And Sheldon Adelson, of course, who's very pro-Israel, is the single biggest donor. He's pouring all kinds of money into the midterm campaigns to maintain GOP control of the House and Senate. So clearly, Sheldon Adelson, and through him Israel, believe the Republicans are going to be tough on Iran. Anyway, listen, Francis, we're going to let you go here and switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I was a very smart caller, but I think he misunderstands politics. I mean, Trump's coming in and using populism. You can't just go and expose the Illuminati and do away with the Patriot Act overnight. You have to take over a party and then change your party, which I think Trump is doing, away from the rhinos and the neocons to a nationalist, populist party. And this whole Kavanaugh thing is so brilliant for him, as far as now there's an article in the Wall Street Journal, we're all deplorables now. He's unifying the Republican Party. The next elections, they're all going to be a new set of all Trumpians in the Congress and the Senate, and they're going to owe a lot of it to Trump and this fight where the Democrats have committed suicide in before your eyes. And I think Trump's also shown that he fights for his people. George Bush would have yanked Kavanaugh weeks ago, and Trump went to the mattresses for this guy, and there's something to be said for that. Well, the other thing that
I agree with you on that. I just wish Trump hadn't surrounded himself with so many of the old Bush era neocon hardliners. Anyway, Joe, going to have to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with another phone call after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And yes, once again, we are standing before you in our beggar's rags, asking for your help. You can see how much money is being spent by the money junkies, the politicians, to lie to you, to trick you. And we're asking for very, very little, relatively speaking, to keep on telling you the truth. So if you want to be lied to, that's fine. If you need to know the truth, if you want to know the truth, then we do need your help. And I'm sorry that we do keep asking, but it is a reality. All of the independent media are under attack. Our advertisers are harassed. Now we're starting to see payment processing systems hold up money. It's getting very ugly out there. So we do need your help, and there's no such thing as too small a donation. The postal address, if you want to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to make a debit or credit card donation or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1. And don't forget that Frontsight Firearms Academy deal. That's a sweet, sweet deal. And you should seriously think about taking advantage of that. The network thanks you, and we're going to go back to the phones here to Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Am I on the air now?
You're on the air now.
Hello? Oh, okay. You know what? A day or so ago, I was reminded of something that you said in the run-up to the 2016 election, because the entire establishment was against Trump, and you said, either this is the biggest psyop in history, or Trump is the real deal. And that's what's happening with Kavanaugh. So there must be something about Kavanaugh is totally freaking somebody out. And I noticed that the Jesuit magazine titled America came out against him. Georgetown University came out against him. The American Bar Association of all institutions. So he must be okay if everybody hates him.
Yeah, that's definitely a part of it. And, of course, apparently he was involved in some litigation involving the Clintons and did not cut them any slack. And so that's probably the reason that whole yes. Clinton clique, if you will, do not want him in there.
Sure. And then Vince Foster, too. I think he was pressing for an investigation of Vince Foster. Then he got shut. Kavanaugh got shut down on that. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, the story, unfortunately, is being spun to make it look like Kavanaugh was part of the cover-up. But as I dug more and more into it, it does look like he was trying to do the job the right way, but he got shut down. And so many of the mid- and low-level investigators in the Foster case, they were simply shut down. Mm-hmm. Evidence was destroyed. Talk about Democratic cover-ups. That certainly was one from top to bottom.
Well, I've watched people testify in a courtroom under oath, for example, and sometimes when you have these people who have credentials, like I watched a doctor one time, and it took me, she was testifying, it took me 2.5 minutes to understand that she was lying, and with this Ford person, it took about 45 seconds, so maybe I'm getting better at it. Anyway, talk to you later, Michael. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, and apparently we got a comment off the air. Somebody called on in, very unhappy about U.S. expats who have left the country, and they call into the show to badmouth the United States. Well, we do have a First Amendment, and it's hard to find much that's good about the United States these days. We've become a global bully, a huge drain on the resources of the rest of the world. We're seeing a government literally at war with itself. The political polarization in the country right now is at record levels and threatens to turn into violence. In fact, I'm watching the video feed of these protests that are happening over Kavanaugh. Apparently, there are already arrests that are taking place. All right, another little quick little story. This is weird. Up in Maine, WAGM-TV is reporting that the University of Maine offered credits to students who would harass Susan Collins into voting no on Kavanaugh. And it's another reminder that the university, well, all of education has become part of the liberal establishment, and they're not even shy about it. So, I imagine that Senator Jeff Flake is feeling a little angry right now, realizing that he got played by those two paid professional activists who are trying to pretend to be ordinary American girls. Oh, we're victims of sexual assault. We believe her. You've got to investigate. And they railroaded him into calling for that 1 week extended FBI background check. And they're paid activists. So Senator David Perdue is saying it's time to ignore these protesters. They have a clearly partisan agenda, and it's time to start playing defense. We'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right back to the phones here to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, before I want to talk about what I want to buy, I had to go to the store today, Walmart, and in line, you know what I saw? I saw a Time commemorative edition magazine on John McCain,
yes,
A Patriot's Life, and not one of them in that particular line was even taken out of the... So it looked like nobody bought them, at least in the line, you know, the aisle I was in. I'm like, I bet you that don't have pictures of him meeting with al-Baghdadi and the right sector, head of the right sector.
Yeah,
in Ukraine.
Probably. You know, how, ISIS buddies.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Time Magazine is doing? Did you hear what Time Magazine's doing this week?
No.
They have Christine Ford's face on the cover as this graphic that's made up of all the statements she made about Kavanaugh.
Oh, Time Magazine's just another. That's why it's right next to the other rag tabloids. It's garbage.
Yeah.
Now. Same with Newsweek.
Yep.
Michael Isikoff, isn't he part of the Newsweek group and all that crap garbage?
I do not recall off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's all garbage. Hey, Mike. I wanted to talk about Russia first, where Putin is in India, and he's making deals on military, and also they're going to build a new reactor in India, and probably talking about with the S-400, because you notice how India didn't back down with that, because they remember the British oh too well. You know, they're not going to be taken, though. They're their own country now, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't need to be told what to do and who to make deals with. Isn't it amazing, like, you buy stuff from us, or, like, that is anti-capitalism, if you know. I mean, yeah, they are selling weapons, but that's totally anti-capitalism. I mean, my God, isn't it, whose business is any is it that they buy whatever from who, you know? I mean, I don't understand this way of thinking. You know, and then they
well, this way of thinking is, you know, that, you know, we want to sell our products, and anything that we can do to make sure that the competition stays away, you know, is going to boost our profitability. Now, I understand that India has applied to the United States government for a waiver on that S-400 sale. They probably will not get it. And in turn, I suspect they may just go ahead and buy it anyway.
Yeah, because India's been with the Russians since like the Soviet Union days. I mean, they helped joint develop the Su-57 stealth fighter that Russia has. They also built and helped develop, co-develop the BrahMos anti-ship missile, which is fastest anti-ship missile in the world. And they're working on BrahMos too. So, I mean, they got a lot of big billion. I mean, you're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars. They're not going to pass that up, you know, because remember, India, the president also has his military to contend with, and they got their own lucrative deals with the Russians, you know what I mean? So everybody's got their hands in the till, or the cookie jar, you know, for that at least, you know.
Yeah, there's Mike, a lot of money that flow. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I was going to switch gears, but talking about this Israeli minister said that we got ways to get around the S-300. Now, if that was true, how long has it been since the last strike? You know?
Yeah. Well, there's a restraining factor at work here. The S-300s have been deployed in Syria, but it's going to take 90 days to train the Syrian crews. So as of right now, those radars and missile systems are being run by Russian personnel. And I would hope that the United States and Israel are not going to go ahead and start killing Russians. Because that is really going to escalate things.
But they're also being protected by Spetsnaz, those S-300 batteries. So I wonder if they're going to keep those Spetsnaz protecting those missile systems after the Syrians take over the duties of operating them. You know what I mean? Because if they get attacked, then they just kill Russian soldiers.
The Spetsnaz are there to prevent somebody coming up and trying to sabotage the units. But you need to remember, they're also very mobile. They're constantly on the move. No, what Israel's talking about is an air attack, either with their F-35s or just outright missiles. And it may be the U.S. and Israeli strategy to just force Syria to use up all those S-300s by continually flinging missiles at them. And then it becomes a war of attrition.
And then I want to switch gears on, was it Francis from Canada, I believe he called, about
yeah.
Iran. We tried to do the coup and the civil war and all that in Syria. We're not, let me tell you, Iran is the next, I mean, this is all a global thing. Iran is next, and Russia is going to be next. This is not going to stop. Dick Cheney's note was no friend of Iran. None of these people are no friends with any of these countries. So Iran is the target, Russia is the target, and China, because if you look, China's the target. Mike Pence's statement comes out, the real threat is China now. You know, China's
yes.
You know, is interfering on our midterms. Can you imagine if they said India's interfering with our midterms? I mean, come on. What a...
You know, I mean, Israel is interfering with our midterms. I mean, look, you know... It's ridiculous to constantly harp about Russia interference in our internal politics or China interfering with our internal politics. Saudi Arabia interferes with our internal politics. Great Britain interferes with our internal politics. Every government on earth tries to influence the political future of countries around the world, both friend and enemy. In fact, when we talk about the U.S. program of covert regime change, some of the countries on that list include countries that are supposed to be allies, like France. The U.S. actually tried to regime change France at one point. So this is all for public consumption, and it's part of this propaganda run-up to convince us all that Russia is just incredibly evil and China is close behind. I don't know that they're getting traction with it, though, because it's a very different mindset in the American population. Certainly nobody around here that I talk to is buying any of this nonsense.
Well, you know why, Mike? Because it's just like with propaganda. You do need a dupe to believe it, but after a certain amount of time and you keep hearing the same thing and they switch gears adding somebody else onto there, eventually you start to figure out it's all BS. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Dustin. We're going to let you go here. I saw a quick banner go by on Fox News about how a Democratic senator was reviewing the FBI report and he's stopped for the day and will continue tomorrow. As I understand it, it's only 40 pages long. So, again, stall, stall, delay, delay, delay. Over in the world of corporate media, on CBS This Morning, they interviewed Chelsea Clinton about the allegations of sexual misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh, gave her 3.5 minutes of airtime, but never got around to asking about the multiple allegations against former President Bill Clinton. Because Bill Clinton is a Democrat, and that makes it all okay. We're only here to skewer and condemn the conservatives. All right. As one of our callers mentioned, there was an article that came on out in the Wall Street Journal. And the gist of the article is that the Democrats' antics during the Kavanaugh hearings have reminded the anti-Trump conservatives, the left hates them even more than it hates the president. And that the net result of all of this is the Republican Party is being reunified to a degree that even Trump himself would not be able to do. And basically ended the article saying, we are all deplorables now. So, all right, back to the phones. Frank in London, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just wanted to say about the Democrats. I have to congratulate them the way they managed to assist in the unification of the Republicans. They couldn't do a better job. You know, I think it's admirable. These people, I'm just wondering, if these people get into power, could you imagine the level of incompetence the government would descend to? It would be like putting a combination of Harold Lloyd, Laurel and Hardy, and all these people to run the government.
Yeah, with a touch of Rambo thrown in, because it got vicious out there.
Yeah, it's these people. I've looked at them properly, and I think something is collectively seriously wrong with their psyche. I don't know if they have some sort of hypnotist in the. I don't know. It's just this collective insanity, a form of accepted collective insanity. That's what it is. You know, I've never seen anything like this.
Because the Democratic Party is bankrupt on ideas. They don't have anything to offer. They've gone so far to the left with all this nonsense about transgenderism and men are allowed to use the women's restroom and everything, that none of that resonates with the American people. And so the Democratic Party has become the party of the whiners and the snowflakes, which doesn't represent a significant voting bloc. The Democrats are literally depending on illegal immigrant voting to try and carry the day in the midterms. But the reason for all the antics and the shift to the hard left is they simply ran out of ideas. They've completely run out of ideas how to make this country better for the American people.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. And I think what they have done, as far as I can see, they have aroused the wrath of the grassroots people in the Republican Party. I think these people, you know, if I think they conversely, they're campaigning for the Republicans, because there's no way, I can't see any blue wave with that kind of behavior. It's very frightening. I'll say, well, something is totally wrong with the population psyche if they vote those incompetent lunatics into power.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at places in the United States like Baltimore, that've been under Democratic control for decades, and they're in terrible condition. Dangerous cities. Democrats don't actually know how to make things work, is what it comes on down to. And if you look at the early origins of the Democratic Party, you will understand why.
Right. Okay, Mike, thanks for giving me the opportunity.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Okay, do you remember, as part of the terror campaign, which is really what it is, where the GOP senators were being doxxed? And what that means, it's a slang term for having your personal private information published on the internet, your address, your phone number, other information. And it is a form of intimidation, because there's an implied threat. If you don't go the way that we want you to go, you know, now we know where you live, to paraphrase Maxine Waters. And so it does count as terrorism. And if you will remember, the threat of force to coerce somebody to change their political views is defined as an act of terror under the USA Patriot Act. And so I'm sure a lot of you will join me in saying that these people should be down in Guantanamo. You know, forget about those wrongfully accused, you know, Iraq has a nuclear bomb, people who are down there. We have terrorists on our soil right now. The good news is they got one of them. A gentleman named Jackson Cosco is the one who basically doxxed the GOP senators. And apparently he was an unpaid intern for Sheila Jackson Lee, previously worked for Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, California's Barbara Boxer. And Cosco was recently listed in the Senate Directory phone book as Hassan's Legislative Correspondent Systems Administrator, which apparently he left that job in May of 2018. But they're all riled up, and they're just engaging in this behavior. And this guy has been arrested. And hopefully he's going to spend a little time in jail. Okay, over at the University of Texas at Austin, there's a group, a campus group, the Young Conservatives of Texas, who wanted to put up a little table display to confirm Kavanaugh. And they were there being very peaceful and just presenting out information. And they got confronted by a crowd of liberal students who just screamed at them, tore up pamphlets, just didn't want to talk, didn't want to engage, just scream at them to make them go away. And that, I think, right there is a major difference between modern conservatives and modern liberals. Modern conservatives, we've become the new intellectuals. We're willing to think, we're willing to talk, we're willing to engage in debate, and we have to engage in debate. If this polarization between conservatives and liberals gets any worse, conversation will stop, and then we're stuck. The next step after that is violence in the streets. Down at Judicial Watch, they have filed a House ethics complaint against Maxine Waters for her many statements inciting violence and assaults on members of the Trump cabinet and conservatives in general. And, of course, even though she violated the House rules, don't know how much is going to happen. It's a slap on the wrist situation. But I'm glad Judicial Watch did that. We all have to start holding these people accountable for their behavior. It's not just enough to watch it on TV and say, oh, that's really not very good. We have to speak out and say that is unacceptable behavior for a member of the United States Congress. Now, there were also these very suspicious mailings where there were two letters that went to the Pentagon and one to the White House that tested positive for ricin. Well, it turned out, thankfully, there was no ricin. The mail had been contaminated with castor seeds, which is the raw material from which ricin is made, and it can trigger a false positive on the test. So they found this U.S. Navy veteran in Utah, and they've arrested him. William Clyde Allen III, 39 years old, taken into custody. It's getting dangerous out there when people just take it on themselves to act like this without restraint. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And talking about violence, of course, we know there was that shooter at the GOP softball training last year. And then there was the attack on Rand Paul, which was very, very serious. And his wife, has basically come on out with an editorial, if you will, a letter, basically saying that their family's experiencing violence, threats of violence, that it's been absolutely horrifying. There's intimidation. And that when Rand Paul was just working in the yard and a neighbor or this man just attacked him, breaking six ribs, which is a serious injury, lung damage, apparently had to deal with pneumonia. And the reason that she was coming out with this now was in response to all of these media personnel who think this is okay, that this is acceptable behavior. MSNBC commentator Casey Hunt laughed on the air that Rand's assault was one of her favorite stories. And you have people like Cher, Bette Midler, and others lauded the attacker on Twitter. And I find that just absolutely amazing that these celebrities are out there doing that. And Rand Paul's wife ends by saying, "I hope that these women never have to watch someone they love struggle to move or even breathe for months on end." And it says something about, you know, the culture and just how far left Hollywood pretty much has gone. Okay, getting into other political news here. Former top FBI lawyer James Baker apparently is cooperating and is reported to have given explosive closed-door testimony yesterday to congressional investigators how the Russia probe was handled in an abnormal fashion, reflecting political bias. This is coming from two of the Republican lawmakers who were present for the deposition. Representative Mark Meadows was on Fox News saying this witness confirmed that things were done in an abnormal fashion that's extremely troubling. And yes, I saw the story fly by on the Fox News feed here. And Meadows is saying the abnormal handling of the probe into Russian collusion was a reflection of inherent bias evident in certain circles. And of course, when you couple that with all those text messages between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, yeah, there was a bias. The deep state is clearly afraid of Trump, because the deep state is happy only when the deep state controls everything and everybody. And anybody who is not under their complete control is a threat. Because I'm sure that Trump understands the realities of politics in Washington, D.C. But if there were to be something that broke loose and really started to expose it all, whose side would Trump be on? The deep state or Trump's side? And that may be why they're nervous about him. Maybe the same reason they're so opposed to Kavanaugh. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number two after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: "Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health." By Amazon customer: "It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.